When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
And we are live.
We are live.
How about that? Alex Timms with the 15-second countdown.
Phenomenal countdown.
That, and you know what's funny? He counted down from 15 to when we went live, and I felt like that was way longer than 15 seconds, too.
It was good, but it wasn't as good as Dustin's were live.
Yeah.
No, I don't think much will live up to that.
That was a Hall of Fame intro. Tim's like, 15!
Yeah, you're P2 right now.
14! It took forever.
Everybody's
going to. 15 to 14.
Everybody will get 15 seconds.
Man. Well, welcome to Dirty Mo Live. Welcome. And we have these three fools here.
The
today.
Three fools. It's like the
three fools.
It's kind of like
we
the
gotta
three wise men.
We got to get that on a t-shirt, man.
Yeah, it's
three
like
fools
the
three on fools on Barstools.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, let's make that a karaoke a group.
Yeah,
name.
The three fools.
Three fools.
That's our cover band.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I like it.
What's our first song we play with the three fools cover band?
Freebird.
Yeah.
Freebird.
I like it. That's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and we only play Freebird. Yeah, that's awesome. Andrew Curlin
What's
here.
Up, Dwayne.
Dalton Greco. Travis Rockhold. Double O is in the chat. I feel like he's just part of.
He's the he's our honorary
Live.
Fourth virtual
the
member.
Honorary,
like our tour manager.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So really, there's four of us here today.
Yeah.
And Double O is one of them. I don't think he's missed a single live.
He missed
live
one.
This
he
year.
Missed one.
It was one because we didn't announce it.
Yep.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Shame on him for.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Shame on the guy who posts that stuff.
Well, listen, we have Justin Allgaier coming in the studio.
He's gonna bust through that door any minute.
I told him specific instructions. Just open that door as soon as you get here. Mm-hmm. So he's going to interrupt the live show.
Good.
We should all pretend like he shouldn't have done that.
It's kind of like a jump scare.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be
God. There he is.
Yeah.
It's the holiday season. We did our Thanksgiving draft 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
No.
It was last week.
It was a week ago.
Well, Dalton and I did our Thanksgiving draft. I don't know what you did.
You just said random nonsense and made a list out of it.
I'll tell you, man.
Did you do any small talk at the Thanksgiving dinner
table? Oh, dude, I killed the small talk at Thanksgiving. Like, not really family members, but people that were there that I had, like, a loose affiliation
so
to.
So they don't know your
so,
humor.
So, like, I didn't really know them. They didn't really know me. And I'm pretending, like, I watched every NFL game all weekend. Like, you know me. I'm not a football fan.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, man, I saw the Lions. They beat the Packers. That was crazy.
Brett Favre really slinged that thing.
Yeah. So I'll say I killed the small talk. It was one of my favorite things of Thanksgiving. And now we're here to, because we thought I did such a good job with the draft last week, we're going to do another draft this week. It's Christmas songs.
And the thing is now that Thanksgiving has gone and passed, nobody can complain about Christmas talk. Now, I'm somebody that I agree. You can do it, in my opinion, do it pre-Thanksgiving. I don't care, but a lot of people are like, you got to wait till Thanksgiving's over.
I think the week of Thanksgiving, you start listening, maybe even a little bit before, but the week of is definitely okay because it's like a pregame for Christmas.
You get the decorations.
Yeah,
out.
You
man,
get them going.
Up. You can't have them up for a few days.
You can't contain Christmas to 1 month. I'm sorry.
It's too
good.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
but we're going to do some more of these.
James, Faith, Double O says, I'm a musician as a profession. So I don't know about tour manager.
Well, you're probably a better musician than any of us.
So wait, he can just be in the cover band.
Yeah.
Yeah. What instrument? I'm curious. What instrument?
We could
Double
be the
O
three,
plays.
The three fools and
the
Double
three
O.
Fools and
the Double O band.
Because Double O's not a fool.
Yeah. He's not a fool.
He's the lead musician.
We're going to do some more of these in December. We've got a couple more ideas for drafts, but we wanted to start it off strong with this one and see how it could go into the month of December. So, Christmas songs.
Yes.
We've already got a bunch of them coming in the chat right now.
Yes. So, should we decide draft order? And I think how we did it last time is
the
first person to comment one of our names decides the draft order. So,
and the next name mentioned goes second.
Second and third. So, Andrew, Dalton, Travis. I want you all in the chat to tell us who goes first, who goes second, who goes third, and we'll just go based
Dalton,
on...
Dalton, if your girlfriend is on the chat, she does not have a vote.
She's going to cheat.
She's not. She's
Doesn't
actually
count.
Having to work right now.
Doesn't
so.
Count. I feel like I deserve the first draft pick because...
I don't know if I want the first.
I lost the...
Well, you got eviscerated.
Yeah, you got crushed. It was a two horse race.
Thank you for mentioning
that. Dalton probably got the most votes.
I think all said and done probably, but that first day it was Dalton, Travis, Dalton, yeah. Travis.
Dalton goes, oh, wait, that doesn't count.
You don't count.
Doesn't count.
You don't get a vote. Oh, wait, there we go. Dalton, Travis, Andrew.
I go first again?
No. Yeah.
Andrew went first last time.
So I'm going last. I'm going last. Acoustic guitar, electric guitar, trumpet. Heck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice. I play acoustic and electric as well. So we've got two guitarists in the band.
I'm do vocals only.
You'll do vocals. Okay, wait. So I forgot the order already.
You went first last time. I think I'm going first this time. So I will go first.
I thought I'm going last.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm going first.
Dalton, Travis, Andrew.
When you go. Oh, that's right. You're right.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So we were talking about, I don't even know if I wanted the first pick, but I don't know what you're going to do.
There's a lot on the line. I have made a list. I've researched. I've studied. I sweat last night thinking about this. This is a super important thing. And before I say my pick, my first overall pick in the Christmas song draft.
If you pick a song, it doesn't matter like if... Once you pick it, doesn't matter if another person has cut that song.
So
if it's Jingle Bells by Andrew, or Jingle Bells by Kenny Chesney.
Yes.
Right. Then you can't take Jingle Bells by so and so. Yes. Right. Okay.
Cool.
All right. So I did a lot of thought about this. I really mulled over this, and I want to set the scene real quick. It's important.
Kaylee, if you know his picks and you message
She's not going to
spoil it.
She may know it. I didn't tell her what it is, but she might know it.
We have 10 minutes until Justin comes.
Okay. But imagine. It's a couple nights before Christmas. You're just sitting down with a nice warm cocktail. The fireplace is on.
The Christmas tree.
The Yule log, right? Mm-hmm. Wink, wink, is on. And the Christmas tree's all lit up. And all of a sudden, you put this down and it starts playing. And nothing feels more like Christmas than this song, in my opinion. And it is O Tannenbaum by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. And that's the Peanuts song.
I'm just going to put Peanuts song for
this. No. Come on, that's the greatest Christmas song of all time.
How does it go?
I mean, I don't know if I can play it.
Because we can't play it, so you have to sing it.
I could maybe do like 6 seconds of it. I think that's
We can't play any. No, you can't play any.
It's fine. It'll take four. It'll be a second.
We are going to get...
How does it go?
I know the Peanuts song. Like, I know exactly what it is.
You listen to it outside of a...
Oh, man.
Thing. All right. Well, then, I didn't know at sitting at number two... The greatest of all was just going to be sitting there waiting for me.
Oh, it's paused. That's why I'm not hearing anything.
Give me Mariah Carey.
That's the most successful Christmas song of all time. That's the most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is like. Dun, 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 dun,
but it's the jazz version.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, it's good.
All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey. Like, I mean. You're just letting the...
And I was okay giving that one up because that would have been my number one.
Heck yeah, wait.
I was okay giving that one up to get the one that I wanted.
You could have had yours at number
10. I get two picks here, right?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, dude. I love this. the country Christmas playlist is kind of funny to go through. I'm not picking this, though. Number three, third pick in the draft, and my first pick, give me Jingle Bell Rock.
Okay. By who?
The OG.
I think it's the Ronettes.
Yeah, I don't know who it's by.
Maybe, I don't know.
And then second pick, I had to look up the name of it, Carol of the Bells.
By
who is the...
The orchestra?
The orchestra.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Just the instrumental version, like it rocks.
Okay, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Yeah. Got it. Are you writing this stuff down?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm curious what... Carol of the Bells. That's what the song is called.
Yeah.
That's Christmas Eve.
It's always been called Carol. Oh, maybe it's both.
Yeah.
It's that.
I didn't think you were going to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. But just like the instrumental version of it rocks. Yeah.
But.
Oof. I didn't think that. I thought you might have that. I did not.
No, I didn't go with any like instrumentals other than the Vince Guaraldi Trio. I'm telling you, go play that song. You will instantly be transported back to being a child, opening up gifts on Christmas morning.
Man, that one hurts.
Fair enough.
It's a good one. Fair enough. All right. You're up next.
Man.
Double O's on my side so far.
I'm going to give me Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's a good one.
That's a great one.
That's
pretty
solid.
One. That nice. Is a great one. Nothing about that beginning. Y'all better listen. You better listen.
The other one I thought about doing was Jason Kelsey has cut.
Oh, that's
and
right.
He's done that song.
Yeah.
Looks like we have a birthday in the chat, too.
Whose birthday?
I think it's Paul's birthday.
I missed it. Paul?
Paul Elliott, right here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Carol the Bells has words, too.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Carol the Bells.
Yeah, so like, I'm doing the no words.
Yeah, you're
words.
Doing the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I'm willing to say that it's off the board words or no words.
Sure. Yeah, it's off the board.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Paul.
Happy B-Day, Paul. The Bruce Springsteen, that's a great rendition of that song.
Thank you, James.
The other good version of that song, in my opinion, is the Jackson 5.
Oh, yeah, they've got some good ones.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Nice. Okay, Dalton, you get two.
That's a good one. No.
You get two picks.
Do I get two?
Yeah.
All right. Snake.
All right. My number two pick, this is honestly probably my favorite one when it comes on the radio around this time of year. It's This Christmas by Donny Hathaway.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a phenomenal song.
Okay.
The song, my favorite part about it is at the end when it starts to die out and you think it's going to end and then all of a sudden it goes,
bam!
That's, I mean, just phenomenal.
Yeah.
That song is a feel-good song. Just great all around. 10 out of 10. All right. I'm so happy that this is my third pick. And there's a couple people at home who are watching who are going to love this song. It is.
This one goes out to you.
Last Christmas by Wham.
I have that on the list. Mm-hmm.
I had that on my
list,
too.
One of my ones that I was going to take, but it was like, it was one that I needed to have just
in case.
And
that's Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Dude, George Michael, but the hair and the music video.
You gave it away.
You gave it away.
This year. Okay, yeah.
We're
going to
get copyright struck.
Not if we sing it.
It's a joke that we're singing it so good that they're going to think it's the original.
Yeah.
Man, we're flying through these.
All right, okay. So I'm going to change it up. We'll go a little newer, a little different. I don't think this is one I'm going to take, but I'm going to do it anyways right now. Give me Run DMC, Christmas and Hollis.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Dang, man. I feel like my list here, no one's picking my songs. I love this.
There's so many Christmas songs.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part of this all. You know,
okay.
This whole thing.
So I have two picks here with my third and fourth.
Go with your third first. Just
give me a Feliz Navidad. Oh,
that's phenomenal. I love that song.
I almost took that
Feliz
one.
Feliz Navidad.
Have you ever heard the Michael Bublé version?
No.
He like slows it down and does like a whole intro in Spanish.
Heck yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
And then give me Melakaliki Maka as number four.
Yeah, that's how the Hawaiians say Merry Christmas.
You
can tell he's a classic Christmas guy.
Yeah,
you really are. Like, you're the guy.
He took this more serious than I thought he would.
You're the guy sitting around the fire roasting chestnuts because that's the tradition of Christmas. I've never roasted a chestnut in my entire life, but I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, Travis.
Travis, with your number four pick. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man. Do I go classic or do I go new?
I have so many more songs that you guys haven't picked.
I know. I'm torn here. I think I'm gonna go classic for this one. Give me Chuck Berry, Run Rudolph, Run.
That's a great one. That's the fact that that's at four is wild. Or like at
that was
in
on
round
my
four.
List. Dalton is, wait.
Dalton is stupid.
Yeah.
Whoa,
that's what it said.
James.
Dalton
nice,
is officially a
Andrew,
brother.
Nice choices. Thank you. Oh, there you go.
Thanks, Faith. Yep. Donny Hathaway is the man. He's phenomenal. That song puts me in a mood like, you know, just pure happiness. All right. So I have four and five.
Yeah.
I just got a clear path to pick my top five that I listed. No one took any of them. My number four, I could have gone with the original and he'll probably roll over in his grave, but I'm going with the new age King of Christmas. It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas
nice.
By Michael Bublé. The guy's the king of Christmas. There's
it's
no one.
Beginning to
yes.
look a lot
that whole,
like
that
Christmas.
That whole song is just so good.
Everywhere we go.
I'd make an argument that that's my favorite Christmas album of all time.
So that is super nostalgic for me because that was like the every year our family gets together and we would spend the Christmas holiday time in Florida and that would be the song that like yep. I just remember in my mind hearing
if
and
you,
like going to the like the light show and like that was the song that's playing.
If you go to Starbucks right now you can probably find it right there at the checkout counter because they mm-hmm. sell it every that and like
yeah.
Josh Groban's CD for Christmas. I think Michael Bublé kind of owns Christmas as far as Mariah Carey has like a, those two or three good songs.
She's the GOAT, but he's like...
He's just got the whole album. Like the whole month is his. Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Travis, you're number five.
Nope, my number five.
Oh, shoot.
My number five.
Calm down.
And I know it's not copyrighted. I know for a fact it's not copyrighted.
Okay.
And I'm going to play it. And Dustin almost ruined it earlier, but...
Oh.
Oh. Nice.
The most famous reindeer of all. Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer had a very shiny nose. Yep. All right, that's enough of that. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by DMX is my number five pick.
Dang, man.
That is phenomenal.
Good
that
stuff.
That instantly became one of my favorite Christmas songs as soon as he did that.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, I know all the words.
Yeah.
I can sing it. And literally just did it all the way through.
Pamela says Brett Eldridge is Mr. Christmas. I agree.
No, he's not Mr. But it's Michael Bublé.
He's like a modern, Pam, like he's like the, he's up there for like
he's
being
Mr.
the voice of Christmas.
He's
like
Mr.
Every
Christmas
year,
in Nashville.
Yeah.
But maybe not the whole world.
He does like a tour in Chicago. Like he's like the, he's a residency I think in Chicago where he does Christmas esque songs. Travis, you're number five. Before Justin gets
Man,
in here.
Man, all right. I'm going to go stay classic. Chuck Berry. Did I already?
You already picked
okay,
that.
I already picked him. Sorry.
I'm going to pick it again.
Yeah. Beach Boys, Little Saint Nick.
That's a good one.
Run, run, reindeer.
Yeah, I like that one.
Shoot. This is going to be a tough number five pick. I'm between two. I think, so I've got a bunch of upbeat, Jingle Bell Rock, Care of the Bells, Feliz Navidad, Melkaliki Maka, like that's a bunch
yeah,
of upbeat songs.
Christmas.
Should I stick with that theme or should I add some variety and do a slower one?
Whatever you think is going to pay off the best for you.
I love a good duet, so I'm gonna go with this, Baby It's Cold Outside, the Elf version.
Very good. No, very, very good.
You know the one where they're are they singing in the shower?
Yeah,
or?
Well, she's in the shower, and then he accidentally creeps up in the bathroom, and she's like, "What are you doing in here?"
Yeah.
He runs into the mirror with his face.
Yeah. A couple that I had, Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
Yep.
Okay.
I was between that, and I also was it was between Baby It's Cold Outside and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Little Drummer Boy.
That's another good one.
One of my all-time favorites, but I didn't pick it for this because I didn't think it would help me win. But Grandma Got Ran Over by Reindeer's like
oh,
my
man.
Favorite. Mm.
Dude, it's so funny. None of those are on my list.
Or what about I Call Mommy Kiss and Say?
That's a good one. Yeah.
And then there's some new ones. So Ed Sheeran and Elton John have a Merry Christmas song. The music video is hilarious. The song is dope.
Mm.
Taylor Swift, Christmas Tree.
Yeah, Christmas Tree Farm is up there.
And then Harry Connick Jr. Was going to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
But I took
DMX
him with DMX.
Was one of mine.
Curious in the chat. Who do you think, and we'll recap it when Justin gets here too, but who do you think has the best list, and then what songs did we miss?
Do you have any other honorable mentions?
Tim, what was your number one pick going to be?
Silent Night.
Okay. That's on my list of honorable mentions.
Number one.
My number six was Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, because I knew I wasn't going
to
get it.
I had to take her.
But my number seven was Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC. That's phenomenal.
I got that written
That's
down there.
That's a great one. Please Come Home for Christmas by the Eagles. If you don't know that one, go listen to it. It's really good. Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson.
Okay.
That's a good one.
No Frosty the Snowman taken by anybody.
No. Underrated, probably the most underrated Christmas song is Shake Up Christmas by Train.
I'll listen to that.
You'll have to go listen
Wait,
to
did
it.
Wait, did someone do Last Christmas?
Yeah.
Last Christmas. Who got that?
That was me.
That was a
my
good
third
pick.
One.
I really didn't think you were going to take Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Heck yeah, man.
I love... when artists don't just cover songs, they kind of write their own new Christmas song. Bublé has
Santa
one.
Baby.
Train has one.
Yeah, Diane, that's a good one. We didn't do that one, did we? Or we did?
Kaylee said, God rest ye merry gentlemen. Yeah, that thing goes hard.
Kaylee, who do you think won? Be honest.
You don't have to pick me, babe. It's all right.
We gotta find a way to, like, whoever loses, a little punishment or something on the show.
Well, Andrew lost, so...
You get eliminated.
Yeah. You get fired immediately.
Yeah, we've got a box in our office now.
Go ahead and put it in the chat. Comment whose name you think
little
did the best.
Little Drummer Boy's good.
Double
O sent... By the way, Double O tweeted me a picture of his guitars. These are pretty sweet.
Oh, he's got multiple.
Oh, wow.
He's
multiple guitars.
You're, like, actually, like, legitimately.
It's a nice Telecaster
and,
on the left there.
Okay,
I think that's a Martin guitar. It's a pretty. Nice guitar. That's a good. That's a good guitar. I was considering getting a Martin.
I have an Taylor. Air guitar.
Oh man, you play air? Shoot, man, that is pretty.
Oh,
cool.
Wow.
Andrew may have won.
Kaylee, who asked you?
Oh, heck
She's a classic girly too.
Redemption.
I think she's just somehow like. She's a fan of Andrew for some reason.
I'm a fan of Andrew.
Did you hear Jimmy Fallon? So I'm seeing Pamela in the chat said, "Wrap Me Up" by Meghan Trainor and Jimmy Fallon. I have not heard that. Mm. I think that's kind of cool. Jimmy Fallon's got a song.
Andrew won. Oh, wow. I guess I went too hard with Vince Guaraldi, but that's my favorite Christmas song of all time.
Okay, wait. I like this idea. One. Justin needs to make his top five. No.
Yeah, we'll just ask what his top five songs are. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's actually here right now.
He's here.
We literally just said his name, and here he comes. Hello? What's going on, man?
Welcome.
You're right over there.
I do like the shirt, though.
Oh, man.
People.
Yeah, go buy the shirt.
This is a very different drink choice between the two of us.
Yeah, hey, no kidding.
Cheers, Justin.
I mean, yeah, we're all a little bit different here. Travis likes his Coors Light.
So,
I like my beer.
Oh,
party foul. Oh, no.
At least it wasn't beer.
Can y'all see this?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like.
Justin. That's a party foul, TM.
That's a party foul.
I have to give this to you right here.
Colby's coming with some paper
towels. Give him some paper
instant
towels.
Ejection.
Colby's coming.
No, we're good. No,
it's all right.
Just roll with it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. I like it.
I feel like this microphone is really oddly placed, though.
Mm. You can move it down.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can the arm. Like, just don't spill your drink.
Yeah,
again.
It is. It's a little. It's a little awkward.
Oh, we did get it up. We did get it on video too.
And look at you with your stupid party foul.
Man, I've got the party foul red card in my wallet at all times.
Why?
You never know when you need to.
I did that.
Give it to somebody.
Unbelievable.
How you doing, man?
I'm great. How are y'all?
We're doing good.
Good.
Yeah. We were just talking about
here, Colby.
Christmas songs.
Yes.
And we did like a draft of like
best
Christmas songs for the holiday season. We might put you on the spot here, but do you have like a go-to Christmas song that you like? I have a list of songs. If
we
you need
did
look
five.
So like I think like A Holy Night.
Okay,
ooh,
that's a good
that's
one.
A classic.
Yeah.
That is a classic one, right?
Is there anyone that sings it that you like the best?
So, I don't remember which country singer it was, but there was a country singer that like remixed it, and it was really, really good. So, I listen to a lot of Christian music, and Lauren Daigle. I don't know if you guys know who Lauren Daigle is.
I think I've heard of
her. She does a remake of a bunch of different Christmas songs, and... like she's just got that like really clean, like crisp voice that I feel like when you listen to Christmas music, you know, it can go either way, right? You can either have like very southern or you can have like a very jolly, you know, big belly, like Santa-y style, or you can have like that super crisp, like just perfect angel voice for that. You know what I mean? So I feel like she's got some really good ones. But in full transparency, as much as I am rambling on about Christmas music, I'm not a fan of Christmas music.
Really?
Like, I, you know, you walk into a store and there's
and
Christmas
playing.
Music playing in, like, September now.
Oh, yeah.
And, I can't do
so
it.
So I'm
that's too early.
Right there with you.
So,
like, I think the earliest you can play it is, like, now, but, like, December 1st, like, it's got to be the month.
I think December 1st is the cutoff for everything.
Really?
If you want to put up lights, if you want to put up Christmas trees.
I totally agree.
So it's too early today on the 28th.
Yes.
29th.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So I have the same opinion. I thought it was unpopular and like no one's going to agree with me. So that's so refreshing to hear.
No, it is.
Okay.
No, you're in the minority.
So Chris Knight.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident he listens to Christmas music year round. Like, I know he's a Christmas music like connoisseur, and I'm pretty sure it's year round.
Like, in July. I can't do it.
No, that's too much.
No.
Yeah.
No. He loves Christmas music. He, like, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure it's Chris. I'm almost positive. He even, like, tweets when, like, the Christmas music,
the radio stations
come on.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you, like, where to go and all that. So somebody can confirm or deny that. Right. I don't know.
We have a Lauren Daigle fan in the chat. 00.
There you go. Nice. Oh, Carrie Underwood. Also, yes, I would agree. Carrie Underwood does some really good.
Yeah.
I think Zach Brown Band did a Christmas music
like
cover.
An album.
Yeah,
I would like
that. And that was pretty good.
They love to do cover music.
Get a little island touch to it.
We've been talking about Kenny Chesney. Apparently, has a version of Jingle Bells, and it's hilarious to hear.
Is
like,
it
it's
like
a complete like it's like a, you got steel drums in there, and it's like a Caribbean version of Jingle Bells.
But is
Bells.
It like the actual Jingle Bells? Like, yeah, he didn't change it?
Well, I mean, he made it his own, gotcha, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the same lyrics and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, no, like, some people have, like, I'm not going to call him, Adam Sandler has parodies that are very interesting. Yeah.
No kidding.
Very opposite of my, Christmas music side of things, probably, if I had to say. There are some parodies that I think are good.
They're fun.
Mm-hmm.
But very different.
So you're not as big of a Christmas music guy, but like around this holiday, like what are some of the traditions you enjoy of Christmas?
I don't know. I don't really have like it's so weird mm-hmm. now. So like when I was a kid growing up, Christmas was always a big deal. Like my mom, Thanksgiving, Christmas, she always had all the family over at the house. And so like, you know, we'd be like 50 or 60 deep at the house, you know, and you're like,
oh my,
you did not want to miss the line. If you could get in line early, like you took advantage of the kids table because you got to go first. So you took advantage because if not, you know, you weren't really sure what you were going to end up with. But you know, as time has gone on, like my parents are a little older,
right?
You know, both of my parents are in their mid-70s. And so like, you know, cousins and things like that, they've all gathered families and they've got kids and, you know, some even have grandkids now. And then like parents wise, you know, unfortunately I've lost an aunt and an uncle here in the last couple of years. And, it's just changed. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I think that like, not only that too, I moved out of Illinois and I moved to North Carolina, which screwed the whole system up. Yeah. Like I have completely wrecked my mom's world whenever it comes to holidays because you know,
people move away nowadays.
Yep.
They do. Like nobody stays home.
It's very rare.
Yeah, very rare. And yeah. I grew up in a small town and people don't really move out of the small town that I live in. And yeah. So like now they do, right? Like nobody stays now. So it's just kind of weird. But I don't know. I always loved that, like waking up on Christmas Day
mm-hmm.
and knowing that everybody was coming. Mm. Now, you know, having kids, it's cool when you wake up on Christmas morning. Luckily, I have kids that sleep in on Christmas morning.
No way. Like,
not the 5 a.m. get up and go.
I was that kid.
I know I was too. So like I didn't get paid back for that. Now my youngest one might at some point, but I didn't, or I haven't yet, but I do really enjoy that. Now, like funny story. So 2020 mm-hmm. Christmas, right?
Yeah.
We were going back home. My sister-in-law had just had a baby, on the 23rd, maybe
Like a few days before.
Yeah, or maybe it was like, maybe it was a little earlier than that. I don't remember. I feel really bad now that I don't know Mabry's actual
dude,
birthday.
I don't know when my parents' birthdays are. So,
no. Yeah.
It was like, it had to have been like the 18th.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range. Anyways. We were going back and like Ashley had had like this little bit of a cough, right? Mm-hmm. So she went and got tested.
Oh.
And Christmas morning we sit down, we're opening presents, like going through the whole thing, and like we were like, there's no way she's got COVID, right? But we're going back to see a baby. You just get checked.
You gotta check.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting there and the phone call comes in, and they're like, you're positive.
Yeah.
And oh, so man.
You wanna talk about a significant change of emotions.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That was like, she started crying. She was pregnant at the time with my youngest, mm-hmm. right? So like really, really not ideal situation. Oof. And so she went up, locked herself in the room. Luckily, none of the rest of us got it.
Oh,
man.
We were all good, but just kind of wild. But I think that it's weird because that's kind of changed my like landscape of Christmas a little bit.
Mm.
I've kind of learned that you got to be a little fluid with everything, and you know, traditions are great, but I think sometimes being a little more fluid is a good thing.
Yeah.
There is some stress that comes with like being an adult around the holidays too. Like, you know, when you were a kid, it was just like, oh, you know, I get presents and
easy.
There's candy and whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I got to get gifts for this person. I got to go to this party. I got to go to, you know, it's the busiest time of the year for, you know, America in general, right? You know, not necessarily for other professions, but man, there's so much going on. And so there is that kind of layer. Once you get to Christmas Day, it's like,
so I'm going to be honest. One of the biggest things that I think is really unique for me is, so having a wedding ring pretty much means that I don't shop for anybody's gifts ever. Right? Yeah. Like
yeah. I was gonna ask.
So that's
you,
what I gotta do.
Yes, that changes the
game. Buy a wedding ring
game.
First. Hey, they're selling them. In
hey,
the gift
now
shop.
It's worth it, Travis. Yeah.
I'm just be honest with you. My wife, you gotta marry the right woman because my wife is a rock star. I say that all the time. I tell everybody my wife's a rock star, and they're like, "What does that mean?" And I'm like, "Listen, I hit the lottery.
You name it.
It's perfect. You know, I couldn't ask for anything better. But I don't really shop for a lot of things. Now, when it comes to the kids, like, you know, we talk about a lot of it. We discuss a lot of it. You know, so I'll kind of preface this by saying we go back to Illinois now for Christmas.
Cool.
And so it's gotten a little bit more awkward because now you're shipping presents there or you're buying them there. Like
stuff doesn't
come to my house anymore. It goes straight to Illinois.
Right.
And yeah, we have a closet in my brother and sister-in-law's house that is nothing but gifts. But where I struggle is my wife worries about the kids. Mm. I worry about my wife. Like when she wakes up on Christmas, she doesn't really expect to get a gift, I guess. Mm. But like I feel like I gotta win. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm competitive, right? I drive race cars for a living.
I love that. I gotta win.
You gotta win Christmas.
Hey, get her this sweatshirt for Christmas.
Yeah. That's a great looking sweatshirt. If you have not bought one in the gift shop yet, they sell them.
These sweatshirts are the dope.
Hey, so you want to know what's funny about that shirt is that the T-shirt was on white. And when we first started, when they did the T-shirt, I'm like, dude, you ought to put this on a gray T-shirt. Yeah, Heather gray T-shirt. Athletic gray, I think is what it's called. But yeah. And it didn't happen. It came out white. And then the sweatshirt came out. And I was like, see what you've been missing right here. This is the ticket.
Yeah.
So, so we did the whole, like, we're not going to shop for each other. And then it was like, well, I couldn't not buy you this. Right. And so then I was like, oh, well, that's good. Cause I couldn't not buy you this. And then it was like, oh, well, I was afraid you were going to buy me something, so I got a second one. I'm like, oh, so I got one too. So we like did the whole like battle back and forth a little bit there. Yeah. But there is nothing like seeing your kids open gifts and like be super pumped. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like that just.
Especially when you nail that one gift that they like really wanted.
Man, and that's almost like the better part of it is give it like watching the reaction of like the, you know, because back in the day it's like, oh, we loved getting the PlayStation or whatever it was that was the big gift. But like watching that happen now with anyone, you know, kids
I don't know if you know
this. I'm excited to give gifts and receive.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm old enough that a Nintendo was a good gift.
Dude, the 64.
So no, like the legit Nintendo with Duck Hunter. Okay, when you got the Duck Hunter game,
I had that.
You know,
I had that. Yeah.
But I got it as like it was new.
Yeah,
dang. Yeah. This is gonna kind of derail our conversation here, but it's funny that you say like you're competitive. You want to win Christmas. Years back, Justin and I did a cornhole game.
We did.
I think it was at Road America.
Yeah,
and dude. He beat the shit out of me. Like, it was, I maybe scored a point.
Oh, no layups.
And there was no layups. And it was just like, I don't know. It was. I saw your competitive side.
Yeah, so it's funny because.
In a game of cornhole.
My daughter now, she plays sports, right?
Yeah.
And I don't do good with the whole, like, oh, you should let your kids win. Like, I don't do good with that. She plays, she has two games we play on the way to school every morning. You either play stop signs or you play Wranglers, right?
What are those
and
games?
And so if you see a stop sign, you call it out.
Oh, okay.
And then you count how many stop signs you see.
No
right?
way.
Which can be a big number. Like, I think it's probably in the 50s or 60s from, you know, our house to school, which is not that far.
Right.
And I know we miss a bunch of them, but like, I may not always. Take every stop sign, but I'm pretty confident that I know where the last ones are going to be. And so I try to like
keep it close.
Like keep it close. Yeah. And then I'm like,
you pull away right
No
there.
Shot are yep. you winning this game, right?
He's just saving tires for the end.
Saving tires for the end. Yeah, I'm good at tire management. And then the Wrangler one is interesting because, you know, I grew up playing padiddle, right? You know what padiddle is?
Mm-mm. I don't know what that is.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay, so padiddle is when you see a car with a headlight out and you just like slap the roof, you say padiddle. The problem is nowadays.
Never heard of that.
No, nowadays never, people just don't have headlights out anymore.
Oh, like, yeah, that's fair.
New updated headlights. Back then, so everybody was
off. I grew up in Ohio. Maybe it's like a Midwestern thing.
It must be, but it was great. And I could go down. I can actually, maybe not all current cars, but like, 80s and 90s, I could tell you every car that was coming at me based on the headlight shape.
Yep.
Like, wow. I knew what kind of car it was, what brand, what model, everything based on the headlight shape. So you got really good at understanding headlights. And so I wanted to play Bediddle, but then so Wranglers, you have to call out if it's a truck or a standard Wrangler, and if it what color it is,
like a Jeep.
Yeah, like about? What color it is.
Okay,
and because they're just rare enough that like it kind of becomes a game. Although if you drive around Mooresville, they're not so rare anymore. So your points totals are really high.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a fun game.
But yeah, so we do that, and so she's gotten really good, and I've actually lost a couple of times,
like genuinely
and,
lost,
like genuinely lost, and it is.
Does it kill you?
What's that ride home when you drop her off at school like? Are you kind of
quiet.
Like
quiet? I don't even turn the radio. I just like turn the radio down and sulk. Yeah, I'm not good at that. Not good at that.
Do you like? Do you have to take different routes to school just to like change up? Because I feel like you would know the pattern of where each stop sign is.
We do, yeah, and that's where it becomes hard. Is like you're trying. So you have to be able to see it. And that's where it becomes tricky. Is like,
oh, so it's not like I know one's coming up. I'm already gonna like. You, it's almost like you got to see the car to call shotgun.
Yes, it's got to be visible. And we've tied a few stop signs for sure.
Man.
It gets pretty difficult. It gets really tough though. Like now that she's gotten good, I almost can't play. Which she wasn't very good at it. It's easy because you're not really taking your eyes off the road. Right. Now like.
You gotta drive.
You gotta drive too, and so like traffic is not great around here. And so I've tried to like back down how often we play that one because it gets pretty difficult.
It's competitive. That's the way it should be.
License plate game.
See, I was just gonna say, James saying license plate game. What is that?
You gotta get the different states.
Different states.
Oh,
that's better on a road trip.
That is a great. Yeah. Like
I saw Florida today.
Like so, I'm gonna be honest with you. New Mexico. Rhode Island and Alaska are the three that are like super tough.
How about Hawaii?
Hawaii is actually more common, I feel like, than those.
Oh, it could be.
The one that kills me is Ontario. So that's not even United States, right?
Yes.
You will see Ontario all the time.
Yes. I haven't. Now I'm going to start noticing it.
Yep. Yes. It's like the, I don't know what you call that. It's like there's an effect. When you, like, if you are maybe debating buying a red vehicle, then like you'll see only red vehicles, or if you buy in a white vehicle.
Oh, yeah. I know there is a term.
Yeah,
it's like once
it
gets brought up, like then you just start noticing it.
So mine right
and
now,
you're hearing it all.
It is welding rigs. Do you know what a welding rig is? Like a pickup truck that like they drive around and weld. So
this is gonna be mine now.
Yeah.
So
I
stupid.
I've been looking for wheels for my pickup truck, and I've been trying to find a set of wheels, and I'm a YouTube rabbit hole person. I have a lot of YouTube playing, and this one wheel company posted this like they were rating welding trucks.
Wow.
And so like it was pretty wild to be honest with you, because like there are people that have welding trucks that are phenomenal. Like this guy had a I don't know, it was a 3500 Chevy jacked up. Big wheels, like, and we're talking about dually, like we're not talking about like a pickup truck. Dually, it had like the suspension, and I don't know what they call it, but the arms ran, it like there is a center cradle, and so it had like these long arms that ran like, you know, from the middle of the truck basically out to the suspension to help.
Okay,
guide it.
I know what you're talking about.
It's a big thing in off-road stuff.
Yeah,
and Slugbug, that's also another game, but you gotta hit them.
Punch buggy. Yes. Punch buggy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, Slugbug. It's not Punch Buggy. It's Slugbug. Mm. Slugbug. Gotta be right. Slugbug.
I like Slugbug. Is that a harder, like, do you, like, when you slug somebody?
Yeah.
That's a harder hit than a punch?
Yeah.
Knock the driver out cold.
Yeah, knock him out. Hit him in the jaw, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Glass jaw. But, I'm looking at these welding trucks. Today alone, I've seen three of them.
I haven't seen
a welding truck. I don't know that I've ever seen one on the road, like, actually driving, and I've seen three of them today, and I'm like, all right.
Hold on, we just got a donation.
Oh, heck
a donation.
Yeah.
Nicholas, okay. Thank
Justin,
you.
Justin, I imagine you have a soft spot for Macon Speedway, Illinois.
Macon.
Macon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. You can't mess this one up. I do
Illinois?
Illinois. Yeah, no S.
You're from Illinois.
No, I'm joking. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so it's for sale. And Chris Blair, I don't know if you guys know Chris Blair. He's been around the racing world
a lot. I know the name for sure.
So Chris and his wife bought the racetrack, and renovated it in an effort to kind of grow, just to be a part of it, right? Be a part of the local community. And I don't know exactly what's going on with his wife, but she's got some medical challenges that they're no longer able to do it together. And so the track is up for sale. And it's super reasonable, I feel like, in price. I think they want like $750,000 for it, which I don't know what a track is worth. But I feel like there's a lot of property there.
Yeah,
right?
And
there's
like low.
I mean, I don't know either. It sounds like a good price.
But my fear is that it's going to get bought out and somebody else, like
for other properties.
Copart, I think, has bought like 37 racetracks this year because it's already zoned for what they need it for, and they just go level it. And so I hope somebody buys it that wants to keep it going. I got my first micro. Mini sprint that like what Wyatt races. I got my first win there in that. I got my first track record ever in a super delay model. I got my first win in the super delay model there. I got my first midget win in at the racetrack. So like it has special. A lot of near and dear to my heart. So I just hope it. I hope the tradition carries on.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully. Well, Justin, it's it was good to have you here. We had a comment earlier. I wanted to save it just because we were in the middle of our, I don't know what we were talking about. It's from Travis. I have to say, Justin is the best fan-friendly driver. Every interaction with his boys has been awesome. You gave a picture and a high five with them at Road America this year. So Travis was
well, Travis, thank you guys. I am beyond super disappointed that Road America is no longer on our schedule.
Man, I love that track.
Like,
so much.
Fan engagement, fan viewer, like the opportunity to view there, everything about that racetrack is just so awesome.
It's amazing.
I actually have debated, like, can I find something else that races up there just to go up there and race, because I just want to go watch. I mean, honestly, I'd love to go up there and just sit and watch. And I love taking the golf cart and driving all around the racetrack and watching.
Yeah,
so good.
And
so,
finding the different places to watch the race from.
I actually sat with some fans. So we sat in a grandstand at turn five, right? So you come down the hill at turn five. You come to the bottom of the hill. You make the left.
Yes.
So right, you know, right in the middle.
That's a good spot.
Oh, it's a great spot. I've wrecked a couple times there, so it's great.
It's great for viewing. Maybe not for driving as much.
I didn't wreck there this time, though. I wrecked in turn eight this time. So I think I'm disappointed that it's not on the schedule anymore, because every race that Sam won this year, I wrecked leading. Every single one of them.
Man.
Like, is that not wild?
That is pretty
wild. That is crazy.
And Road America was one of them. Watkins Glen was one of them.
So I'm going to live bet next year, and if you wreck, I'm betting Sam.
Yeah, if I wreck, just bam, Sam right, Mayer.
I'm going to bet.
But, you know, we led a ton of laps at Road America, and then I didn't. I did until I didn't. But
you won there one year.
I did, like 2018.
I think I was there for that.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was the year we won five races.
Yeah.
It was good. But going back to the fan side of things. So when I'm done with this sport and I walk away, I really don't care. I really don't care how many wins I have. I really don't care if I ever win a championship. I mean, I care, but like, what I want people to remember from like my time in the sport is like they always had good interaction, right? I just feel like that's – I enjoy people. I enjoy to talk. Obviously, you guys know that. Mm-hmm. And I just always feel like – I don't know. I just always feel like for me the engagement with fans is going to be what I want people to remember whenever I'm done. So –
Yeah.
All right, we got another donation, which is awesome.
That's so making money here on 30 Mile Live.
So awesome.
Yeah, Nicholas. Yeah,
we've had one before, but we haven't had two.
We had someone donate one time to tell me I was wrong. They were like, that, "Kyle Larson's
going to
win."
Listen, if you're going to have somebody donate, that's a great way to do it. But okay, so Riverton area. I think now technically my address is Spalding, where I grew up.
Okay,
it got annexed and changed and. New lines were drawn, right?
Interesting.
Yeah. I technically am from Riverton because when I moved away, it was still Riverton.
Yeah.
But Spalding has now taken over. And while I do love the town of Spalding, I still always say Riverton because that's what I've
always. Yeah, that's what
like,
you know.
My t-shirts as a kid say Riverton, Illinois.
Yeah.
So I feel like it would be weird if I just could cut allegiances and went to Spalding. But. This is going to sound really odd, but when I drove, we were home last week for Thanksgiving. When you drive into town, you come over the bridge, you go over the Illinois River, and there's a sign there that says home of Sprint Cup Series driver Justin Allgaier.
Wow.
Sprint Cup Series driver Justin Allgaier. So I'm like, I kind of don't want them to ever take that down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's an ode to history.
That's cool.
That is
pretty awesome.
That's got to be neat to see that and know that, like, you've made a mark on the town like that.
Did your daughter recognize?
My oldest one did, yeah. And she was like, what?
What's that like?
That's so that's cool. Got to be really
super
neat.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, because they don't know any different. Oh, we got another one.
Nicholas.
That's Nicholas.
Man, we appreciate it. Oh, so Nicholas is from the
He's
River
from there, yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Which is so awesome. I love where I grew up. Like, it's a small town. The support that, like, small towns in the Midwest give is just different, mm-hmm. right? Like, Friday night football is different.
It's everything.
Right? It is. And, you know, I got lucky that I started racing at an early age, and I've been doing this a long time. And the amount of support that I've gotten over the years is pretty wild.
Yeah.
So I bought a pickup truck while I was home. Mm. I had no
welding,
intention.
Just on a whim.
I didn't buy a welding truck, but I bought a pickup truck. So in full transparency, Hendrick Cars, which is where I bought my last couple of vehicles, mm-hmm. didn't have the vehicle that I was looking for. Like, I kept looking for it. And they never had one that I was looking for. And everybody likes black pickup trucks. I don't know. I had a black pickup truck before. Everybody loves black pickup trucks. And I wanted white, mm. right? And I wanted a specific white. It's pearl white, right? I wanted a very specific. And I bought a GMC because they offered a brown interior, which my wife says that I bought an old man truck. And it kind of is an old man truck, right? But I drove by the dealership, and there's this truck sitting there, and it was used. And I was like, man, that's what I want, but it's used. And so I got on their website, and I started looking at it. I'm like, oh, man, somebody took a hit on price.
Oh, gotcha.
Right? Like, they bought a brand new one, and then, you know, I bought this thing significantly cheaper. And so come to find out, the guy buys a couple of vehicles every year. His 2023 vehicle was delayed. He got it in January of this year, and his 2024 came in early. And so he had already, like, ordered the 2024, so he had to turn it back in. And so it had just come in and got on a lot, and I went in. So I buy this truck, and there's one salesman in there. I actually bought the very first new vehicle that I ever bought. I bought from a lady that worked there and at this specific dealership. She's still there, and she said that she's starting her 30th year working at the dealership.
Wow.
And so it was cool because I'm like, I didn't even think about her still being there.
Right.
And so there was one salesman, though, and I could tell, like, he wanted to say something, but he didn't really want to say something. And so I got ready to walk out the door. We were waiting on some stuff to come through because obviously I'm buying it from North Carolina. It's a process, right? And I was going to go eat some lunch to come back. And he's like, and the lady that was a saleswoman for me, she's like, if you want something autographed or picture-wise, he'll do it when he gets back later.
Oh, my God.
And he, like, he just went like, oh, okay.
Yep.
And because she realized what he was getting ready to do. Yep. Boy, I got back, and they had printed off a bunch of pictures. All the salesmen pretty much had printed off pictures I don't know where they got them at. They were really good for printing them off. And so I signed a bunch of photos, took some pictures. But it was like, it was just cool.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like that. You're in a small town, right? So it's really neat. It's really neat to have those opportunities, and something that that I really, really appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's Justin, awesome. Thanks for stopping in.
I'm sorry that I spilled on your floor.
Oh, listen, that's okay.
No, thank you.
That was fun. We do have we'll have a replay of it.
Yeah.
And you had the first party foul on this show, not me, so thank you. So, like, I can tell Tiff and Mike if
party
you
foul
been close.
Honestly, when I got here, I, like, was trying to – I don't know what I was trying to do.
Yeah. That's all right.
You were trying to spill on our floor is what you were trying to do.
I love the motif.
Yes.
Like, I don't think they can see it on camera, can they?
Probably not. If we go to the wide, die cast and everything.
Yeah.
Like
so you've got Cole Trickle.
Yep.
You've got the Dale Jr. Sundrop car.
Yep.
And then you have the split 7-time champion Richard Petty and
that's
Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Signed by Richard Petty.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Isn't it pretty cool?
Like,
heck yeah.
There's
big fan.
There's a cool series we're working on where we're going to go through some stuff in the studio and have Dale talk about it. So you heard it here first.
Oh, dang. Dalton Sharon's
plans. Yeah, you just spoiled it.
Spoiler alert. It's the head of social media is going to be very upset at you for sharing
I'll
that.
I'll have to.
Hey, for the record, though, I did test for Richard Petty one time.
Really?
And him and Dale Inman are like heroes. Like amazing, amazing people. And yeah, so it was really cool. So to test for them and then to drive for Dale Earnhardt Jr., I mean, I feel like I've hit the jackpot.
And Roger Penske.
I mean, I feel like
you've hit.
I feel like I've hit the jackpot.
That's
there,
super
so.
Cool.
Also, before we let, just I have to thank you.
Okay.
So nobody gets more excited.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be worth
for your wins.
He's your biggest fan
because when you guys win, we have beer toast.
That's why
we do.
And so Travis loves
the
beer.
The second that you cross that finish line, there's a group text of Dirty Mo people, and that's just beer toast. Yeah. I don't know if anybody in this building celebrates.
Can you add me to the? To the group text?
Yeah. Yes, we can
add
yes.
you. We'll definitely. You're,
that's going to be the first thing you see when you get out of the car.
I'm okay
you get your
with
phone
that.
Back, beer toast. Beer toast.
I will say there is nothing more awkward though. Now Martinsville kind of screwed the whole system up because we won like with 100 yards to go. Right. But there is. Oh, hang on. We got more donations.
No, it's
oh man,
amazing. Nicholas, that's
going to be like
$50
in. I lost the train of thought.
Martinsville.
But normally, like, I'll have some people that will text me in advance because they know we're going to win.
Oh.
And, like, whew, that gets to be rough.
No, you can't because you could Rick Allen.
It could look like Martinsville, and you could be leading coming. And I always have to laugh if I do win and I look at those texts. I'm like, all right. Last week I got them. Most popular driver ends today.
Oh.
And
is voting still open?
I don't know if it is or not.
Check it, fans, if voting
still
open.
I don't know if it is or not. I know today's the last day.
Vote.
And some website, and I don't remember exactly what it was called, posted that I won their website's most popular driver. But the way they worded it,
it
like looked
you won
like it.
The big one.
And people were texting me, and like it was all over Facebook. And I'm like it just blew up, right? And I was like, oh man, I got that's cool.
Awesome.
And I'm like, wait a minute, the voting hasn't ended yet. So then they were trying to go through all that. It was kind of a disaster.
It's just like Dave's Pizza's most popular driver.
Right,
or whatever.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so the question real quick, because I don't want him to waste his money, was what is my favorite place to eat whenever I go back home? And this is a loaded question.
Mm.
So
a bunch of places.
There are Dylan's Pizza.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You just talked about pizza. Dylan's Pizza. Hickory River Barbecue, right? So like it's like go-to. Jolly Tamale, which is a little like
Jolly Tamale.
Taco, like Mexican food place. Those are like my three. I just did four, but those are my three. The problem is that now I like it. Oh, and Darcy's Pint. Also, the problem is when you go back home. So we have this dish. I'm taking you guys way longer than we were supposed to be on, but that's okay.
This is awesome.
We have this dish in Springfield, and I think it's just Springfield. Like I think that they've actually had people that have like picketed and like you know, like gone and like shut restaurants down for doing this. But we have this we have this dish called a horseshoe. Right?
Okay.
So what it is, the original one was a piece of Texas toast with a hamburger on top of it.
Oh,
crinkle cut fries over top of that. And then like a liquid cheese, not nacho cheese.
Yeah.
It cannot be nacho cheese. It's like this like creamy liquid cheese. Like if you've had macaroni cheese that has like the creamy cheese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like think about that, but like liquidy over the whole thing.
Holy.
And
cow.
It's not a sandwich. Like you gotta dig.
You gotta work
it's a
on
fork
it.
And a knife. And
yeah. So like the question becomes is like white cheese or yellow cheese?
Yeah, there's different variations of it.
Now everybody does different proteins. So like you can do...
Huh.
As much or as little as you want to do. So there's a pony shoe and there's a horseshoe. A pony shoe is one hamburger, one piece of toast. A horseshoe is two hamburgers, two pieces of toast.
I'm getting a plane ticket right now. I'm getting back.
Why
dude,
they,
it's unbelievable.
What are they picketing? Like, what are they protesting?
That it's if you're outside of the Springfield area and
you can't make it.
No,
it
doesn't.
Oh, it's like a local thing.
Yes.
Like you can't copy
so, it. So, okay. Illinois State Fair, right there in town.
Yeah.
In Springfield. Horse racing is like a big part of the, it's a big part of the state fair, and I don't know who started it. I probably should do some history lessons on that one. I don't know. I'm from there and I should
we'll
know.
Quiz
but
you next time.
they started this thing, and almost all the local restaurants that are like not chains, they offer a version of it.
That's crazy.
I gotta look this up.
Yeah, it's so good.
That's super cool.
Like, I had one when I went home. Actually, when I left the dealership to go to lunch, I went and got one and came back. So
yeah, it's like one in Rome.
Win in Rome. Yeah.
That's it.
Win in Springfield. You got to eat
horseshoe. That's right.
Yeah. And everybody that I know that goes there, so like the Springfield Archer Race, you have.
You get, like the, it's one of the stops.
Yeah, I tell people, I'm like, listen, you got to go find a horseshoe. Yeah. I don't care where you get one from. I like Darcy's because it's like more of a white cheese type thing, but like doesn't matter where you get
just
one from.
Somewhere
just
in town.
Yeah.
Man.
You need like a liquid pepper jack cheese.
Yeah. Might yeah, you're really a big good fan of pepper jack.
I am a huge fan of pepper jack, but I think you need to try
the classic first.
Yeah, try the classic first intended
and see, because explore. I don't know that you would. I don't know that you would want to.
Okay, I'm looking this thing up. It sounds
you
amazing.
Gotta try it.
Well, it is so good.
Well, Justin, thanks for coming
for the third time.
No,
thank you. I'll
well,
see you
I
later.
Just want to be conscious of your time.
Yeah,
here.
We're worried about you.
I listen. I have my daughter is had a cheerleading tonight.
Oh. Okay,
for really odd old man moment. I mean, I got plenty of gray hair, but this is kind of an old man moment. But my daughter tried out for elementary school cheerleading, right? They were a little bit short on middle school cheerleaders, and so she got the nod to go do middle school cheerleading.
She got called up.
So, like, last night we did middle school girls. They were there. They cheered for the middle school girls. Tonight, though, so in their conference, whatever you want to call it, there's, like, no JV teams, right? So for every middle school and varsity, there's like I think there's one JV game for every like five of the other two, right? So like the JV kids still I think they dress for varsity even though they only play JV. But since there's not like a full season of JV, they asked the middle school girls to cheerlead half of them. And so tonight my daughter's doing her first high school basketball game. And
that's
I'm like,
big deal.
That's weird. I'm sorry. That's just
so you're going to the high school to go watch.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, it's all the same school.
Oh,
so the school
got
she
it.
Goes to.
Yeah.
It's.
That's where kind of where I went to school was like it was all in one. We had one.
They're
place.
Pods. I don't know. Like they're all
something
like pods.
Yeah.
It's not a big school.
Yeah.
But okay, I have one question for you. Yeah. When are we running together?
Dude, anytime.
I
are you, hold on. Are you doing a half marathon in a few weeks or like?
I'm doing a 5K, 10K, half full in 4 days.
Holy
in
cow.
Four?
Wait, all of those in 4 days?
So you do the 5K on Thursday, the 10K on Friday, the half on Saturday, and the full on Sunday.
You're not doing the Huntersville one?
So I'm not, and I'm super disappointed. I was going to.
Because I'm pretty sure I'm going to sign up for that one.
Okay, so I was. The Brent Christmas party is Friday night.
Oh.
And
because
travel. We thought we had travel worked out, and it fell through, and so now I'm flying home at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. But it kind of ruins it because it's a morning race, right?
Yeah.
So I'm doing
it's like an
8
o'clock
start. Sunday. There's a 5K that I'm doing. So I'm doing a 5K
around here.
Yeah, I'm doing a 5K this Saturday. I'm doing a 5K next Saturday, and then I'm doing a 5K the following Sunday.
Is it too late to sign up?
No, you want to do the 5K with me this Saturday?
Sure.
Do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run slow. I say slow. I'm gonna run slower than I normally would because my daughter's running with me. There's a. I've been running with her a lot. She's been doing 5Ks and like, it's been awesome. So, although I think she's gonna break the 30-minute barrier.
Oh, heck yeah!
She was 31:55 on her last 5K, and I was super impressed. I think she's gonna break the 30-minute barrier, which I'm not super fast. Fastest 5K for me is like 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. I have one in my lifetime that was sub 20 minutes.
Holy cow! That's
you're booking it.
You're flying.
Well, I was with a group of people that I didn't know
were pacing like that.
He didn't
like. I knew they were pacing like that. I was like 200 beats a minute for 5K.
Oh my gosh!
That competitive
side of me.
I was about to say.
I couldn't.
Didn't want to back out.
I think they thought I was in a lot better shape than I was, and so they're like, "Hey, do you want to run our 5K?"
He's a race car driver.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought it was like a public 5K, and it wasn't. It was like a company, like a group from the company that ran it, and there was like eight of us. And when the guy came out, we were in Indianapolis. It was like 6 below 0.
Oh.
Ooh.
Dude was in 2-inch shorts and a singlet, and he carried his shoes to the starting line in a bag. And I knew right then and there
you
I was screwed.
Oh my
right?
gosh.
I wasn't worried about being cold because I was pumping water at like 100 yards in. I mean, we were straight digging.
Wow.
And never again will I attempt to run a sub 20-minute 5K. So, like, for me,
I'm in that boat. Like,
25 minutes is a great 5K. We need to talk about shoes, though, at some point.
I've been a Brooks person for, like,
listen,
3 or 4 years. Unless listen. You found something better.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Cheat codes.
Cheat codes?
Wait, that's what it's called?
No.
Oh.
That's,
oh,
they okay. are cheat codes.
Okay. Oh,
cheat codes.
Nike Vaporfly 3s.
Oh.
Oh, it's like illegal louvers and stuff. Yeah.
It is
illegal
louvers.
Yeah, do you pass inspection at the end of
Yeah, he doesn't pass tech.
So I typically run around a 30-minute 5K. Like, that's my standard. Like,
oh, but with these shoes?
I went 25 minutes with a lower heart rate, lower average heart rate, lower everything, and took 5 minutes off my pace and wow. didn't do anything different.
Vaporfly 3s?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to write those
I'll
down.
Have to try that.
Like, is that not insane? Like,
I haven't
that is pretty wild.
I mean, I haven't changed because it's kind of like if it ain't broke, don't fix it thing right now.
Now, I don't, these
it's
would,
like, I don't
I
know
don't,
if I can improve.
I would not run these for
just casual.
Not
like,
casual
these
running.
These are like race
These
shoes.
Are race shoes. They're see. Carbon-plated shoes. And
Holy
I don't
crap.
Know that I would run them for
long distance.
Long distance. I don't know. Everybody says you can. I,
yeah.
You know, I don't yeah. know.
So these are like stickers for qualifying.
Listen, they're taped up. They probably have a little tire. They got tire soak on them as well. Trust me.
Yeah. Is there air coming out of those tires?
Listen,
like, what's going
like,
on?
Got bleeders
it was
in there.
Unreal. Like, I never looked at my watch because I wanted to be unbiased. So I'm like, I run to a heart rate like where I feel.
Mm-hmm. Like where you like, you know, like you're feeling.
Yeah. So like 150 yeah. is my number. I run to 150 and then I don't. I just
don't try
go
and
over.
Push it. Yeah.
And I ran to 150 and I took 5 minutes off and I was like, holy cow.
Wow.
This is insane. Yeah. So
I'll look into that.
There you
sure.
go.
There we go.
I'm a big New Balance guy. You're a Brooks guy. I'm a New Balance guy. I've always run a New Balance. And yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
So,
all right. Well, let me know about that 5K. I need, so like I have not seriously been training and this half marathon just came on my radar. Like,
so there's
just earlier
there's
this week,
also
so it's
one the
like
following
a,
week at the state park,
Lake Norman.
Lake Norman State Park, but I think it's got a lot
I don't
of elevation
think I'll be there. This one's kind of
no no. Huntersville
too.
Half has some elevation. Lake Norman State yeah, Park has a lot of elevation.
Oh,
it's, yeah. it's
I did
like
a triathlon
900 feet of elevation.
I did a triathlon there. It's yeah, that's yeah. legit. Yeah,
yeah. So anyways. But the Huntersville Half's really good. I know there's a bunch of drivers doing it.
All right, I'll keep an eye out.
There's a bunch of GM drivers that we're talking
you
about
could
doing.
Do a running man on the street.
Oh, dude, that would actually be so funny.
I want to do an Ironman. I had
Full?
Signed. No, I want to do 70.3. So I had signed up for one. I was doing Chattanooga, and
yeah.
COVID happened.
Well, like, and then the problem yeah. is like That'll a lot it. Of them are during the race season.
Yeah, that one
so
was an
like,
off weekend for us. So one of the guys at Hendrick that does strength and conditioning for Hendrick, for the pit crews, he and I were going to do it. Got a little bit of FOMO. Jimmy let him borrow a bike, and Jimmy had that like electronic shift, double throwdown,
yeah,
tri bike,
oh,
and
yeah,
I,
you're gonna,
I did not.
You're gonna rip.
And so, it was May. It was in. It was like the middle of May, and what March? The world shut down, and
yeah.
they canceled it, and yep. then like I just never got to do it. I'm super bummed.
There's one in Florida, like in a few weeks. I think that's like the best option for like a NASCAR off season. But I'll tell you, like, the atmosphere on the course during the race is so infectious. Like, it keeps you going.
Would you ever do a full?
I have to. Like, I, yeah.
He will.
It's a matter of time.
He's insane.
But that's a
to
big
that.
Commitment. Like, that's like a part time job training for something like that.
No,
that's
a full time job. You just,
yeah.
You do a part time job.
Like,
this,
so make
like,
Dirty Mo your part time job.
That's like 10 to 12 hours of training a week. For the 70.3.
It's more than 10 to
for
12
70.3,
a week.
It was
that's
anywhere
like
between
2 hours
like,
a day.
It was anywhere between like 8 to 10 hours a week.
Bro.
For the half.
You must
half.
Have different training than I do because
he's 21.
I have a great yeah. coach if you need who's local here. She's awesome.
Well, I need information because I yeah. do, I'm not good at that.
Yeah. She'll get you hooked up.
I have these really short legs. I turn a lot of RPM.
We're the
I'm
same
a,
height.
I'm a high RPM.
You're high
machine. Yeah, but you yeah. got like, so you probably have like 32 inch inseam. You wear 32 pants? You're probably
like
20, like 28, 32 probably.
I'm like a 30-30 or something like, 31-30 or something like that, whatever
You're
that
not
is.
A 31?
I don't know. I've had these yeah. jeans for like
dude,
2 years.
Dude,
I haven't
I'm
bought
32,
pants in the longest
so if you're
damn time,
31,
man.
That's
good, right? I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm a 31-29.
Hmm? Yeah, okay.
Like, I was always really excited because like I was like 29, and like I feel like if you can do the same height to weight ratio, yep. It's good. I would love to be like,
I feel 20. Better about my 32 then.
Yeah, like I would love to be 30. I would love to be like 30, 34, but that would go to my boobs. Yeah.
And that's a great way to end it.
We're going to end it there. All right. I will not spill my drink again.
No, yeah. Careful. Well, be careful on your way out.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely.
And,
it's a pleasure.
We appreciate it.
I don't think I did much to help you on the Christmas music thing, but we derailed.
Dude, we started at Christmas music and we ended at pants sizes.
Yeah.
Like that is the best way to do it.
That's a beautiful part of the show.
Speaking of Santa Claus, he does not wear a 32.
No, he does not.
He does not. You're correct.
We're going to take the Christmas strap to social media.
All right, yeah,
that's right.
See you later.
And
thank
I do love your shirt.
Thank
you for wearing that.
This is great. Love it.
Meant a lot today.
We'll see you next time.
See
you
all live.
You can have your seat back now.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.